With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Political writer Ben Domenech says the Biden administration is engaged in very bad foreign policy toward Israel because it's listening to anti-Israel voices in the Democrat Party.
And they are listening to the loudest and the most progressive parts of their own coalition in ways that are ultimately, you know, leading them to break away from America's allies, to undermine them publicly, by the way.
And he says President Biden is simply missing the mark on foreign policy.
You know, if you have issues with America's allies, you know, and obviously these issues crop up, inevitably in all sorts of different circumstances, you deal with them behind closed doors. You don't hash them out every day in public press conferences.
In the meantime, the Israeli military says mistakes were made that led to a series of drone strikes that killed seven staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. Also at SRNnews.com, Johnson & Johnson pumping more money into heart care.
Johnson & Johnson announcing a roughly $13 billion deal for Shockwave Medical, which specializes in technology that helps open clogged arteries. The deal has already been approved by the boards of directors from both companies. Shockwave specializes in intravascular lithotripsy, technology that uses sonic pressure waves to crack calcium lesions in arteries and restore blood flow, along with stenting. The technology is used to treat coronary artery and peripheral artery disease. John Scott reporting.
Gunfight in a Miami bar, leaving two dead, seven wounded. Investigators say the fight broke out early Saturday morning when a security guard intervened. A gunman shot and killed the guard. Two off-duty police officers then returned fire, killing the assailant. This is SRN News. Most Americans do not have a biblical worldview.
A new study from Arizona Christian University reveals that 92% of adults in this country subscribe to something called syncretism, which researchers define as, quote, a fusion of disparate ideologies, beliefs, behaviors, and principles culled from a variety of competing worldviews into a customized blend. Only about 4% of Americans truly have a biblical worldview. Experts believe this poll says a lot about why the country is having so many problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament approving a gay marriage bill. If the measure becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asian nation to allow homosexuals to wed. The bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house. This is SRN News. Well, California-based 99-cent only stores are no more.
The retailer closed all 371 of its outlets Friday. The shuttering ends the chain's 42-year run of selling an assortment of bargain basement merchandise. The company has stores across California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. Interim CEO Mike Simoncic said in a statement that the retailer has struggled for years as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes in consumer demand, inflation, and rising levels of product shrink, a measure that encompasses losses from employee theft, shoplifting, damage, administrative errors, and more. Keith Peters reporting.
Authorities looking for a suspect who allegedly started a fire outside the Vermont office of Senator Bernie Sanders. The blaze Friday caused minor damage but no injuries. Police in Burlington say a male suspect sprayed something on the door, lit it, and then fled. More details at SRNnews.com.